Legislators and public health officials are again at odds over how to handle information about mandatory child vaccinations. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
4 months ago, the State Department of Public Health released school-by-school vaccination data following nationwide outbreaks of measles. For the first time, the public could see which schools in 2017-2018 had high vaccination rates and which schools had high numbers of religious or medical exemptions. Legislators expected a second report on the latest school year to come out this summer, but the Connecticut Mirror reported Tuesday that DPH no longer has plans to do that, and State Representative Liz Linehan wants answers.
I am questioning the motives because the commissioner herself has said that the information is important, especially at the beginning of the school year, for parents to know where they should register their child.
DPH Commissioner Renee Coleman-Mitchell told the Mirror that there's been only 3 cases of measles in Connecticut this year, and the overall immunization rate for measles, mumps, and rubella remains above 95% statewide. Meanwhile, the department is being sued by 2 parents in Bristol who say that the release of school-by-school data has caused psychological harm to families like theirs who don't vaccinate. But Linehan says parents have the right to see the vaccination data.
While we have had a very vocal minority speak out against this, I can say unequivocally that the vast majority of people in the state of Connecticut are behind us.
Several lawmakers have pledged to take this up in the next legislative session and pass a law that requires the state to issue this kind of data every year. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.